It is Friday, November 23rd, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Have you ever heard the Henry Rollins riff about how hard it is to get somewhere to perform?
I have
not. Do you realize what I've been through to get to you today?
Over the river and through the woods?
No, over past the mall and down the street.
Yeah.
Are you a Black Friday shopping kind of person?
I used to be, and then I came to my senses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I did it once, kind of as an anthropological experiment to see what happened. And it's not my cup of tea. It's not for me.
I'm hit or miss. If there's something that I really want, maybe I'll, and there's a group of us, because then I think it's entertaining if it's a social event.
Mm-hmm. Well, besides
but
which,
if you
you're
take
too
it,
small to go on your own. You'll get hurt.
I've got pointy elbows.
I spent a Black Friday 3 or 4 years ago. This is when I was still doing play-by-play for the women, the University of Arkansas women's basketball team, and they were in a tournament in Mexico over Thanksgiving. And I couldn't sleep, and I got up, and I walked down to the ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, and watched pelicans dive for fish for about an hour on Black Friday morning. I said, this is my kind of Black Friday.
Absolutely. So I'm not out in the middle of it. When I get out of here, I'm going home where it's safe.
Okay.
However,
yes.
You've got to go out this weekend because there's more Christmas things going on.
Oh, now we're in top gear.
Yes, we are. It is the Christmas Parade of the Ozarks at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Emma Avenue in Springdale. The theme this year is candy canes and Christmas carols.
Hooray.
And imagine there are lots of horses and
candy canes,
school bands and candy canes. The parade starts at the rodeo grounds at the intersection of Emma and 265 and proceeds on Emma through downtown Springdale. And the rain date is 6 o'clock on November 26th. That would be Monday and my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Also this weekend, it is the Holiday Hoopla starting Saturday in downtown Rogers. Whole month of events designed to help the community enjoy the holiday season.
Great.
The kickoff ceremony is at 5 o'clock tomorrow with the lighting of the brand new Christmas tree, 27 feet tall, still not Silver Dollar City, but that's all right. School of Rock will play holiday music, Ballet West Side will dance, there will be hot chocolate and cider and all those things. And then it continues up through Christmas. Also today, Santa's in the park at Basin Spring Park in Eureka Springs.
Dude gets around.
He does.
He does. It's amazing. On Saturday, there's a county fair Christmas starting at the fairgrounds. Yes, that's what that's called in Fayetteville. Continues through December 22nd. And movie night at Lawrence Plaza in Bentonville is Elf at 6:30.
Oh. All
right.
On the 25th, which is Sunday, Winter Wonderland theme tours of the Hawkins House begin.
Mm-hmm.
And on Tuesday, there's a season's greetings concert featuring all of the performers from UAFS at 7 o'clock at Stubblefield Center. And we'll have more next week.
And something that's coming up on December 1st, I just want to point out, in Mansfield, Arkansas, they have their annual Christmas parade. But this is what every parade should have. It starts at 11, and if you go to the downtown gazebo in Mansfield, you know what you get? Free beans and cornbread.
Wow.
Oh.
That's how to have a Christmas parade right there.
I thought you were going to say, but you were the MC. You're
No. If they offered me the free beans and cornbread, I'd do it, yes.
Yeah, see, we work for peanuts or beans and cornbread and hot chocolate.
Exactly.
Have fun, guys.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. I'm going to begin this next conversation with a disclaimer.